Bava Kama Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Hagoizel as Chaveroi. Somebody who steals. Reuven steals from Shimon. The Mishnah that we're going to be discussing is not a halacha in Hilchos Gzeila. It's a halacha in the definition of Hashava. Hashava relates to various dinim. One, of course, is Hashavas HaGzeila, and that's why it's introduced here. Or, doesn't have to be Dafka Gezel, Oy Shalava Himenu. He borrowed money. We want to define what's called returning and patterning oneself from the chayiv that's outstanding. Oy Shehifkid Loi, another case where he's a Shomer, and he has to return the chayfits to the mafkid. Be Yishuv, where he borrowed the chayfits in the city. Yishuv literally means a place where people are nesiyashu, where they live. It's a place that's civilized. Loyach Zaloi Bamidbar. They're going on a hike together a week after he takes the pekod, no, he borrows. He says, by the way, I owe you $100. He wants to hand it to him while they're rock climbing on the top of the Himalayas. That's not called a hashava. The money's not safe. To take money that was given safely and to give it back where the money is precarious, that's not called a hashava. Al menas lotzeis bamidbar. It was clear in the context of borrowing. He borrowed $100 because he was planning on the midbar and he needed money for him to pay the guide when they're going rock climbing. And he says, yeah, he's going along. They didn't make up that the hashava would be there, but Lamaisa was clear that that's the reality of the relationship over here. They're going out Bamidbar. So then Yaksala Bamidbar. It's understood that that's a legitimate context of hashava. Now, it's clear in the Mishnah that the reason why the hashava is not a hashava is because he's giving it back to him in an unsafe place. But it's mashma that Beyishuv in the city can give it back even though he doesn't want. That doesn't seem to be the problem by Midbar. If the Malva or the Mafkid or the Nigzal doesn't want to take the Chavitz back right then and there, don't bother me with the money now. That doesn't preclude paying back. Lamaise, I have the money now. Here's the money. I'm free. That would be a legitimate Hashav. It's only because the money is not safe. It's also clear that somebody, Reuven stole the chayfetz from Shimon. It might not be convenient for Shimon to take it back by Yishuv. Reuven stole it from Shimon's house. Now he sees him in shul 2 weeks later and he feels bad. And he goes over to him and gives it to him in shul. He doesn't want to hold on to it in shul. He's davening. Nothing he can do about it. L'maisa the hashova is a hashova. The place that he gave it to him is safe, within reason. Unless you're talking about in shul with his 10,000 people and the money is not safe. But if it's a place where it's considered a hashava, it's bayishuv, so then the hashava is a hashava, whether he likes it or not. Mishnah Zayin. Ho'im alachaveh gizalticho. He comes over to somebody, the Reuven comes over to Shimon, he says, I want to make haidos, but then I stole from you. Hulvisani, you lent me money. Hivkadeto etzli, you were mafkid something by me, and I can't remember. Ve'eni yedea, I don't remember im hechzati loch, im lo yechzati loch. I don't remember if I give it back to you. I don't give it back to you. So we have an outstanding chiyuv. He's moida that he borrowed, that he stole, that he took, and he had achrayis. He doesn't remember if he gave it back. That's called, in common loshna gemara, eni yedea im praiticho. There's a cheskas chiyuv befonenu. There's a sofik, if he owes money. The halacha is that sofik does not free him from the Vada Chiyuv that was definitely here, the Cheskas Chiyuv, and therefore Chayav L'Shalom. Avol, im omalei eni yedei im gzalticham hilvisani im kadda etzli. He goes over, he says, it can zayn that I took from you, it can zayn I borrowed from you, it can zayn I took responsibility for your Chayav. It's potam L'Shalom. Now, the simple understanding over here, this is the way the Rav explains the Mishnah, is l'pid the way we paskin. The very important rule in Tain Venitin, we'll see more about it in Bava Metzia, called Bori Vishema Lav Bori Odif, which means Reuven has a claim. He comes to Bezi and says, Shimon owes me $100. Shimon says, Kenzain? I don't remember. The fact that Shimon is a Sofik does not make him Chayiv, even though Reuven has a better claim. Reuven's claiming Bori, Shimon owes him money. The Vaday Tviya of Reuven, even though Shimon can't deny it, b'shtei adayim, he doesn't remember. The halacha is, he's not chayv. This is the way we pass. Why? Because the rule, the golden rule of Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya rules, and you're not mechuyv to pay. If that's the case, so then the pashtus is, if he says, any adem gzalticha, so he's potter. The only reason why he's chayv in the ratio is because the chiyuv over here was established beyond the shadow of a doubt. There's a cheskas chiyuv. The sofik ha-poteres doesn't patter in sofik mitzvah de vaday. The cheskas chiv stays intact and he has to pay. If you hold, and really it's machlekes ha-meroim, it's machlekes of Nachman and Ravuna. But if you hold, like Ravuna, that bori v'shema bori odiv, so then the sefer is shver. The sefer is saying that he's a bori. So what you have to answer is that the din of bori v'shema bori odiv, according to the Amanda Amr, is established by the fact that Reuven walks in the bezin and claims it. So a claim which is not challenged, because Shimon only counterclaims with a week, maybe, maybe not. So then we hear Reuven, and before Neinu, we have Reuven without a counterclaim of Shimon. Over here, that's not the case. Over here, Shimon walked into Bezdin, and Shimon said, maybe I owe you $100. Reuven wasn't Teveya saying for sure. Reuven doesn't know himself. So therefore, if there's no Bari, so then Shimon's week, maybe I owe you, is not considered standing up against the Tvias Bari, and therefore your potter, Lukul Yama, the din, is Mavur, according to everybody. We'll just add one more detail. Pidina de Gemara, any time there's a claim where Reuven claims something from Shimon, the Chazal Damiroim instituted a Shvuas Asses. It's a Shvachar type of Shvu. We'll learn more about it in Mitzvah Shem above Mitzia and in the Sechah Shvuas, where anytime Reuven's Tevei Shimon in Bezdin, even though Shimon doesn't have to make a Shvu Deiraisa of Moed V'Miktas and so on, but he has to make a Shvachar Shvu, not Benikitas Chavitz with the Sefer. He has to make a Shvu just to say that the claim of Reuven is unfounded. Mishnah Ches, Hagoyne Tle min ho'ede ve'chziroi. Reuven crept into Shimon's flock one day while the sheep were grazing, or he crept into the barn at night, and he stole a sheep from the flock. Ve'chziroi, now he returned it. He returned it unbeknownst to the owner. Umeisoi nignav, the animal died, chayev bachriusoi. We learned before that there are criteria for hashav. You have to return it where it's safe. One of the criteria for Hashav, the Mishnah is telling us, is that the owner knows that the chavis was returned. It would be nice to be able to return a gzela and just put it back. But Lamaisa, that's not the case. It has to be given back to the owner, where the owner reassumes possession of it. If he doesn't know about it, then it's not called Mushav. They say in English, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. So over here, the Bailam didn't know on Tuesday that it was stolen. He didn't know on Wednesday that it was returned, that the Ganav had a change of heart and returned it. Umanu was hatzoyin, he counted the sheep, and they're all there. The flock is intact. Ushleimohi, all the sheep are there. Potter. The pashtus of the Mishnah is that if he didn't know about the Gneva, so then he won't be chayiv. He won't be chayiv in a hashova with awareness of the owner. What's the difference? Again, what he doesn't know doesn't hurt him. He didn't know about it. He didn't know about it. So it's here. All is fine. However, the Gemara explains up here, Bryce, that that's not so. An animal that was taken away from the flock has already learned to run away. The success of keeping animals together is that the animals go where they're supposed to go and they don't run away. Once the animal was taken away, it's already a learned behavior, and unless the Bailam knows about it, the animal is not safe. Similar to returning something by Midbar. The animal is not called return because the owner is not going to know to look out for it. So it doesn't make a difference. He doesn't know that it's nigzal. Lamaisa, the sheep is not safe, and it'll run away. So that's not called a hashava. So the Gemara, a little bit bedeichi, explains the Mishnah as follows. If he doesn't know at all that it was stolen, b'shichvo b'kumah, that it was stolen, that it was returned, then avad yischayv, it's not called a safe hashava. We're talking over here, he doesn't know which one was stolen. So he knew one was stolen. The next day, he doesn't know which one was stolen, but he knows one was stolen. The next day, he counts. Okay, obviously, it's back. Either one sheep miraculously turned into two, or more mistaken. The Ganataka had a change of heart. He returned it. He's already aware that there's one sheep that's not safe. He'll look out better for a while after the flock. That's called the Hashavah.